Hey, good morning. Lena Abijamra here with Morning Minutes. If you're just tuning in to Morning Minutes, maybe a friend told you about it, maybe you just subscribed, we are happy to have you. Welcome. We are in episode 3, so easy to catch up. And if you have been tracking, then I know that you're excited about moving along here in this chapter and in this teaching I've called Listen Up, Applying Biblical Wisdom to Everyday Life. This book is going to help you in practical matters. Some of it is going to be a little bit uncomfortable probably for all of us, but today we're going to start looking at some of the problems that were happening in this church in Corinth. I've called today's teaching, Can't We All Just Get Along? And how fitting, isn't it, in today's world, especially in our today's church world, it seems like everybody's fighting so much. And you're going to see that that's not a new thing. In fact, I think as we get through the study in Corinthians, you're going to see that so many of the things that we're dealing with in 2019 have been things that have been dealt with in the church in the past. So let me, without saying much more, read 1 Corinthians 1, 10 through 17, and then give you three thoughts about those verses. It says in the Word of God in verse 10, I appeal to you, brothers, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be united in the same mind and in the same judgment. For it has been reported to me by Chloe's people that there is quarreling among you, my brothers. What I mean is that each one of you says, I follow Paul, or I follow Apollos, or I follow Cephas, or I follow Christ. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you, or were you baptized in the name of Paul? I thank God that I baptized none of you except Crispus and Gaius, so that no one may say that you were baptized in my name. I did baptize also the household of Stephanas. Beyond that, I do not know whether I baptized anyone else. For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, and not with words of eloquent wisdom, lest the cross of Christ be emptied of its power. Now, Paul is an apostle. He had seen Jesus face to face after the death and resurrection of Jesus on the road to Damascus. And in fact, when he starts the book in episode 1, he had talked about the fact that he was chosen by God, was here by the will of God. And later in the chapter, he's going to reinforce his apostleship. But you're going to see that one of the issues that came up in this church was this constant division, lack of unity, among other things, by the way, not their only problem, but one of their big problems. And so in the first few chapters, we're going to address that. And and by the way, this is beyond before the now, like we've got so many different denominations, and you know, 2,000 years into the church, there's even more divisions. But back then, I mean, this is just AD 55, like literally 20 years after the death and resurrection of Jesus, and already so much of what we see today. And why can't we get along? And we're going to sort of try to get to the heart of that. But let me try to frame today's verses with these thoughts. Number one, in an effort to pursue Christ, it's easy to get distracted by other Christ followers. I found that to be true, and we see this pattern here. We tend to idolize other people. And in Paul's days, it was no different. So some of the leaders that were listed here, that people were, there were like sub-factions in the church. There were some who followed Paul, others Peter, Cephas is Peter, others Apollos. Apollos was a leader in the church and a preacher who was very charismatic. And in fact, we're told his story in Acts chapter 18 and 19, where Priscilla had to, and Aquila had to take him aside and teach him because his doctrine was off, but he was a good guy. And then he came back and continued to be teaching and to be used by God. And but so people would be like, well, he's my guy or he's my God. The church had sort of factions as to who they liked more and more. And still today we see this. We idolize Christian celebrities. It is a tale as old as time. Idolizing Christian celebrities might not start out as our goal. Our goal is initially Jesus, but we quickly get sidetracked and become the leaders that we idolize become our story, as opposed to continuing to keep Jesus the center of our story. So pay attention in your life. If you tend to be that person that you're like, I only do this person's Bible study, or this teacher is my favorite teacher, or I don't like anybody else except for this preacher, I won't go to church except, you know, it is not the messenger, it is the message of the gospel that matters. And that sentence is not just something we like to say, but something that is biblical and true. So in an effort to pursue Christ, it's easy to get distracted by other Christ followers. Number two, in an effort to protect what we think is important, it's easy to miss what's most important. So many of the people who follow a certain teaching or a certain style, they might have reasons why they like that person or that style, But they miss, in an effort to protect that preference, it's easy to miss what's most important. And what Paul here reminds the church is that unity in Christ is the most important. Unity in Christ is far more important than winning an argument. Fruitfulness is not dependent on the leaders, but on Jesus. In fact, even Paul himself talks about how he didn't baptize people. And so his fruitfulness wasn't in the number of followers he had, but in pointing people to Jesus and glorifying the Lord by being true to Christ. And so in an effort to protect what we think is important, it's easy to miss what's most important. Have you thought about that today? What is most important as we battle disagreements on social media? It's so easy to get caught up with politics or with issues. I see this happening so much today. It is not issues that should drive the Christians, but it is Christ and the gospel that should drive us. And lastly, in an effort to influence others, it's easy to forget the true source of our power. The true source of our power is not in convincing messages or in charismatic preachers. The only thing that will ever change people is the message of the gospel. We're going to hone in on this even more in the days to come, that the power that we have is not in the eloquence of wisdom, but in the cross of Christ. And the greatest power in the world is the power of the cross. The best news is that we don't have to become smart enough as long as we rely on being of God being more than enough for our not enough. Do you feel inadequate today? Do you feel like you cannot explain the gospel so clearly, or you're not smart enough, you don't know enough verses, and you get stumbling over your words when you try to explain to somebody about the Lord? Listen, talk about the cross. Tell people what Jesus did on the cross. Let Jesus shine, not because of how smart you and I are. That's what I rely on when I teach the story of Jesus. Not how I say it, but the power of the gospel to save lives, because he is faithful. We saw that yesterday. Remember it today. Hey, it is an awesome thing to be a Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ. I hope you believe that, and I'll catch you again tomorrow.